The John D. Mahama Basic School is one of three schools built under the Millennium Schools Project at St. Pierre Cardinal Point in the city of Accra. With more than 800 pupils, the school was provided with the state-of-the-art computer library, with about 25 computers as expected of a school in the capital. It was therefore surprising that the computers had been left on the bare floors. The pupils say they are made to stand or squat for ICT lessons.
So what are the chairs in?
We don't have this, what we have.
We don't have?
But we don't used to come to this place.
So all the computers are on the floor?
Yes.
You don't use them? How? Since when?
When they opened their school, some people came for it.
Which people?
I don't know.
And what do you do here? Are you the computer lab prefect or what?
Yes.
Have you reported to your teacher? Or they know?
Oh, you are the teacher.
You have some questions to answer.
Our headmistress told us that the chair has been taken by the president.
That's what they told you. So since then, when you go, what do you do?
We stand.
You stand?
Yes.
Felicia is a Form 2 student at the school. I tried to find out from her what the situation is, but I was sad to know that she could not construct a line in English.
Do you like sitting up? Or you want to speak tree? Do you use it? Just say me yes or no. Do you use ICT lab?
I had to resort to tree.
Oh, you use a computer now? Mujina wana mtu nasi?
Yeje.
Mujina wana? Ade na mujina wana?
Sana, oma yu kunja na fi hono.
Oma yu kunja na fi hono. Iti mujina wana mbe?
Ba yenche wo hono.
Mwche, mwji how many minutes?
Idibe 8 minutes na yebe.
Okay. What class are you?
Form 2.
As I sought for answers to this problem, the pupils rolled their eyes to a man they signaled to me as their ICT master. He was reluctant to give his name, but said the chairs were taken away by the Metro Directorate in November last year.
Officials from Metro came for the furniture.
They didn't tell you anything?
But they informed us. They told us that when they sell, they will bring it back. Up to now.
When did this happen?
18th November last year.
18th November last year. And you've also not written to them to find out why?
Oh, we've written so many letters. But I know it's a issue, it's a special.
If you are using it, then how do you sit on the floor?
No, you don't. Let me call the ICT teacher. She will be in a better position.
Now the question is, why have authorities in the constituency sat down and allowed the situation to go on? Ebenezer Nate is the Member of Parliament for the Ablekuma Central constituency.
A school that was built about 2 years ago, and we have all the computers on the floor, and expecting that those children will be able to learn something is rather unfortunate. I'm told that the very day they commissioned the project, they brought some tables and chairs to be fixed. And right after the program, they removed all those tables and chairs to a different location. And since then, that's the state of the classrooms.
Now, you've been the Member of Parliament for some, I think, 6 months. Have you tried to find out who took the tables, where they took it to, and why?
I'm told that the AMA, at the time, Governor Point, they constructed another Millennium School at Kwashima, and that the former President John Mahama was going to commission that project. And because there are no chairs and tables in that classroom, they had to come and collect the ones here and send it to that place to enable them to commission it, and that is the end. I was there on Wednesday, and then I decided to find some support from other individuals and myself to provide them with these tables and chairs, because before they resume next step.
But wouldn't you want to find out from the previous administration why they took that decision and why they didn't get their tables and chairs for these students and allowed the computers to just be lying on the floor like that, letting the children stand or squat for ICT lessons?
Here's the case. You have built an ICT center with computers without functioning. What is the use of it? And the computers that are on the floor, they also complain about power. There's no electricity in that lab, so they are not even functioning. So it's a big task. And all because let us rush to do something and then get name for ourselves.
Now, government has given the strongest indication to ensure an ICT-driven educational system that constantly responds to the challenges and evolution of modern science and technology. However, this may become a mirage if computers intended to give students what they need to excel in ICT are left on the floor while students stand or squat for ICT lessons. Doreen Ampafo reporting from John D. Mahama Basic School.